certainly enjoyed all of this wonderful singing. Bless my heart. What a grand and glorious choir you have. Special singers. You're just blessed, blessed, blessed with folks that's got such wonderful talents and are willing for the Lord to use them in the way that He's using these singers. Not everybody has that where you go in congregations. Some pastors have to do the singing and preaching and praying. And so you're fortunate and blessed here. I want to say I really appreciate this congregation with all of my heart. I really love you. I believe that you are a dedicated people to the Lord. And it's so good to worship with you and have the freedom that I have in breaking the bread of life. And to see you exercising your enjoyment as we break the bread of life. That is a help, and it's certainly a blessing. I am not an educated preacher. These brothers that preach are sitting here behind me. All of them, no doubt, can preach circles around me and outdo me in any way. But I love what I'm doing for the Lord. And I'm doing my best to be honest with God, seek what I get from God to give to God's people. I want to be humble with what the Lord gives me, and I want to be fair with the people as I give it to them. And I want to do my work for the Lord in all sincerity and truth, because I'm going to meet Him after a while. And I'm going to have to give an account whenever I stand before Him as to what I give you. So I thank the Lord for you and for your good pastor, Brother Decker. He's a blessing to my heart. And I thank the Lord for him and for all of my minister brothers. I covet your prayers tonight as we endeavor to undertake to break the bread of life to you, that you'll be blessed through his precious word tonight. And I believe you will if you'll let the Holy Spirit just work in your heart as God desires to work in your heart. I want to begin in Revelation, the 16th chapter tonight. And I want to read just a verse or two from this chapter, starting in the sixth verse. And the sixth angel poured out his vial on the great river of Euphrates, and the waters thereof was dried up, that the way of the king of the east might be prepared. I saw three unclean spirits come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the false prophet, out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth, of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. We're in a battle, church. We're in a great battle. We've got a fight on our hand. Great fight on our hand. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter and the 4th verse, the weapon of our warfare is not carnal, but mighty through pulling down a stronghold in Jesus. And so we have have a mighty weapon to use in our battle. And I want to say here, church, the church is not deceived in this even time. We're living in light. We're living in understanding. The devil one time maybe didn't or had a better hand in working again the church than he has today. Because the church, we know where it's been. We know what it's come through. And we know what it's battling with today. It's no secret what we're battling with today. And we, the church, we know who we are. We know what we're doing. And we know where we're headed for. And we know the truth about the devil and what he's done against the great church of God and what he's seeking to do in this even of time. And so we're better equipped because we're standing in greater light today than we have in days past and gone. Zechariah said in the 14th chapter, in the even time, it shall be light. In Isaiah, the 30th chapter and the 26th verse, he tells us the moon will be in her seven folds as a light of seven. And the sun will be in the seven folds. Seven is the light of the day. And so we have great light in this even time. We're not sitting in the darkness that the brothers one time set in whenever they was working and doubtlessly seeking God and seeking for a better understanding than what they had. And so we thank God for the light that we have. And so we know how, because we know what the devil has done in the past, and we know who he was. Amen. He's been discovered, and we know what he's used in the past, and we know what he put up to worship in the past. Amen. And so we've discovered his secrets, his mysteries, and today we're declaring war on his spirits. Amen. Amen. You see, we're not against people. We're against spirits. We're not against the soul that's honest, that's seeking God. We're against a lot of things that's got a hold of people that they need to shake loose from. So we see that these three unclean spirits, they came out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophets. And they're going forth, and they're working miracles unto their kings, the prince, which is the devil. See, there's evil spirits in our world today that's in religion. And so it's religious matters today that's deceived souls, because the devil's working through religion. And so the dragon in the 12th chapter of Revelation, he come up again the woman. Not only again the woman, but he came again the child. The child is the seed of the church. And he warred again the seed of the church. We know and we read not only history of the past, but we read from the Word of God the battle and the war that our dear brothers stood so faithfully on a firm, sound foundation standing for truth, warring again the idols, the fornication of the devil, and the spirits that were warring again the great church of God. You see, Jesus built a church, and he built it on a solid rock, a firm foundation. She is a church that's not built on the sand and the sinking ground. She's holy. She's instituted by God. He's the head of the church. He's the door of the church. He's the foundation of the church. He's the way into the church. And he's the savior of the body of the church, if you please. And so the devil gone about in the morning time with his battle against the saints of God for preaching Jesus Christ was crucified, was buried, and resurrected, and ascended back to heaven, and sat down at the right hand throne of the Father in heaven, and gave us a covenant. He's gone about to war and to stir up every evil and hateful spirit that he could stir up again the church of God. It's no secret today what he's done again the saints of God, how he warred again the saints of God. You see, just after Jesus went back to heaven, the brothers started out from Pentecost preaching and teaching men and women for their own good, for the saving of their souls, and to see people healed, see miracles done through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And no sooner than they started from Jerusalem, the devil sent out his men, the old Pharisees, the Sadducees, raised up, catch them, bring them into the Sanhedrin court, set them down, try them. And after all, they could not stand before the wisdom of their mouth. They turned them loose. They'd go back and pray with the company of the saints of God. Again out on the street, they battled and they preached. Whenever the world said, shut up, they stood up. They preached, praise God. Whenever they said, hush, they preached the more. They preached with the fire. They preached with the Holy Ghost. They were men on the battlefield of fighting for souls of men. It's no secret. It is no secret. The devil can hide it from people who don't read the Bible. He can hide it from souls who live in under customs and traditions. He can hide it from souls that's following falsehood today. But he can't hide himself from the church of God. We see him. We know him. We know his spirit. We know how ugly he's been and how ugly he is today. And thank God we stand on holy ground, and we claim our ground tonight through the truth and through the armor of God. And we dare to back up. We dare to shut up. We dare to sit down, and we dare to back out. We're standing on holy ground, and we're going to declare war on sin and the devil wherever we find him, because we know him. Thank God for truth. Thank God for truth. And whenever he got caught up with, the brothers kept warring. They killed James in Acts 12. They killed Stephen in Acts 7. They took old Paul to the chopping block and he gave his last message in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter. But he was still preaching and teaching the goodwill of God in war. He was a good soldier. He knew how to battle. He knew how to use the sword. And brother, he used the sword. And I want you to know they battled their battle. And they were coming out victorious. And brother, they didn't shut up. They didn't sell out. They didn't settle down as the world wanted them to settle down. But brother, they kept standing and standing. And they kept killing the saints of God. But shedding their blood, they sealed her with the testimony of Jesus Christ. We're the saints of God. We're the church of God. We've been redeemed, and we know that we've come through him, and we know who our king is. He's God beyond all gods. He's King of kings. He's Lord of lords. And we dare not to sit down and shut up. We stand up. We're preaching up, and we're telling the world that, thank God, we're willing to fight the battle. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for my brothers. Thank God for the great church of God. Oh, I'm so glad that one day Jesus said to David, David, step out, son. Step out. I said, I can't go, Lord. He said, turn it over to me. Thank God tonight for the battle, brother, sister, of my dear brothers who love people, who love truth, who love Jesus, and who wanted to see people and to see him who died for them, who was willing and to give everything he had, and he did do it. And brother, they gave all they had, and we need to stand in this even time and brother, lay our lives on the line and say we're in battle, but we're not shutting up. And brother, we gotta preach the truth regardless of the cost. That's what God wants us to do. Oh, yes, he does. They wounded his head. They wounded his head. Oh, yes. They put the sword to him till he went down. But he raised up in Romanism. He gave his seed in Revelation, the 13th chapter. He gave his seat. He gave his authority. He gave his power unto the beast. Now we know what the beast is. I just told you what the dragon is. We know what the beast is. He's no longer a secret. We used to hear people say, oh, it's your Social Security card. And it is maybe a big computer the size of the state of Texas. Well, whenever they begin to put the codes on the cans in the grocery store, they said, that's the beast. When I was selling Electrolux vacuum cleaners, lady came back to the office. Her payment book said 666. She said, I won't have it. The secretary said, what's the matter? It's got the mark of the beast on it. You see, people were in ignorance. Willing ignorance. But brother, we know what he is. We know what his number is. We know what his name is. We're not in darkness today. No, church know, the reason I'm preaching this message to you tonight, God said, David, I want my people to stir up their pure mind. They may know this truth that you're going to preach, but they need their pure mind stirred up. And remember what we've come from and through as a church of God. We know the beast, and brother, sister, the beast is not dead. He's still working today, and we're in a battle against beastly powers, and we need to know when we come in contact with the beast how to fight and to war against him. So, the old beast in Daniel's the seventh chapter, he gives four characters. And those four characters interpret to be four kingdoms. And those four kingdoms interpret to be religious. And whenever we find out what their religion is, it's religion in the heathens, in the depth of heathenism. Now, whenever we come to this beast in Revelation 13, he's got a mouth like the beast. He's got a foot like the bear. He's spotted like the leper. And he's got horns like the dragon. Now, what does that tell us? He's got a character and a mixture from the depths of heathenism. You say, well, preacher, what's that? Heathen religion. There's no such thing as you praying to Murray and Murray praying to God. Come on now. There's no such thing as a vicar. Brother Peter was not a vicar. Peter never carried a burning lamp. Peter never took a finger and mumbled Latin and said the water is holy. He never dared to sprinkle nobody. Amen? And he never wore a big black robe and a crown on his head in the form of a fish's mouth. Amen? He never claimed to be a king. Old Peter walked humble. He had a sword that this old man that I'm talking about don't have. You see, this old man that's sitting in Rome as a pope today, he is the devil. You said, preacher, you called him the devil. I'm calling his spirit the devil. Amen. Paul talked about him in 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter. He said that day will not come, except there come a falling away first. That man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself. But all of God sitting in the temple of God, showing himself as he is God. He's not God. We know he's not God. If anything, he's a spirit of the devil. That's what he's stirring. That's what he's putting on the hearts of people. That's what he's putting in the minds of people. He's deceiving people by the millions. Brother, sister, he has a spirit. Tonight that we're warned again. We know we love the man, but we don't love the spirit and the things he stands for. It is wrong and it's of the devil. Is that clear enough? Amen. He's got a kingdom. He's got kings. Oh, yes, he's got men pushing and shoving. They cover up their sins. Yeah, they cover them up. It come out on the news, 10,000 of children raped. But you didn't hear it but a day or two and they hushed. Why did they hush? You knew Zemita and a lot of them in the White House and in the Senate and Congress, they're Catholic. Now don't get cold on me. Don't let your politics stand in the way. You better be honest with God. Sin is sin anywhere sin is. We got to declare war on it. Amen. What'd Paul say? He said we're wrestling. Wrestling against what? Powers. Principalities and powers. Weakness. Where they're at in high places. Amen. What is it, brother? We better be careful what we endorse and what we put our hand on. We're in battle tonight. We're fighting. While we're fighting these spirits, I've got grandchildren coming up today. You've got grandchildren coming up today. I want my children to know what the kingdom of God is, what the church of God is. I want them to know about wholeness tonight. I want them to know sanctification tonight. I want them to know God is the head of the church. I want them to know that the church is built on Jesus and that the people that's holy and clean, they are the church of God. If you want to know why I'm preaching this, you ask my boss man, Jesus Christ. Amen. You see, he marks everybody he gets. Oh, yes, you got to go through his ceremonies. You got to go through his rituals. He's took a lot of little children from parents, set them in school, taught them a lie. Barn those lies to people. Yes, you did. They went through math after math. Come out just as bad as they were, and if not worse, than when they went through it. You see, we're living in a day when we're battling against this stuff. We're fighting against this stuff. I preached over here in Ohio, Fairborn. Lady came in and came out, and she brought her Bible. And she said, do you know how we worship? And I said, no. She said, here. Said, I'll lay it out for you. Tomorrow night I'll give it to you. She brought her Bible. You know what they do? They stand up. The priest does, and he reads a scripture. He sits down. Then they stand up, and they'll read a scripture, and they sit down, and he'll stand up, and he'll read a scripture, and he sat down, and they stand up, and they read one. I said, that's an up and down religion. Amen. Brother, sister, I want something that I can sit in my seat and enjoy. I love the love of God. Do you? Amen. I don't have to run around and put a cross on my tie for somebody to know I'm saved. I don't have to put a car tag on my car with a cross on it. And brother, I don't have to run in and run my finger across my forehead and make a cross here and there and mumble by 14 beads for people to know that I'm praying. Amen. Thank God. I can tread the court of the Lord. Jesus in the 10th chapter of Hebrew, he said he'd open the door. We can go right in. We can talk to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I don't have to pay somebody to pray away my sins. God will forgive me. And thank God he has forgiven me. And brother, I stand before you tonight and confess to you, I'm saved by the grace of God and sanctified to the truth of God and by the truth of God, because I know what we're in up against. Amen. Oh, thank God. Well, there was some dear brothers during that dark age. Now, that was a dark time, real dark time. What did he do? Amos prophesied of him practically 774 years, counting four off, that Christ was born back and under the law. And Amos prophesied of a great dark day in the 8th chapter, if you want to read it. And he said it was, and Zechariah said it was one day before the Lord, not day nor night. He didn't know day nor night. Why? Because you see, the light of God's word was cut off. The Bible was translated in their Latin language, right? And so it was a dark day. There was not the light of the word of God shining in that day. So it was a dark day. But God had some men in there. Oh, John Huss, Whitecliff, those brothers were working on the word. God had a hold of some people along the way. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Thank God for people that Brother God could get a hold of. Now, they had to pay a price. The old devil run his old spirit upon the Pope, and he run it on all of his men, of his kings around him, and they capture them and take them to the stake and burn them. And they martyred the saints of God. 55 to 60 million saints did they kill. They catch the women folks, they'd cut their breast off, pitch them over to the dogs. They'd strip, they would rip their stomachs open if they was pregnant, take the baby out and throw it to the dog, and then they'd tie their hands up over their head, and then they'd tar them and feather them and set them on fire. Then they'd put people on top of the building and fix them to where they'd stop in 6 inches of the ground to jerk every joint of their body out of place. Now, church, I'm telling on the devil. Amen. I'm telling on the devil. People sometimes say, Church of God, you oughtn't preach so hard, we'd win people. Let me tell you something, people. We have never treated people like they have. Amen? We've never mistreated nobody like they have. No, no, no. But he's got thousands today. They're willing to carry him in a chair. Right? They're willing to run alongside of him and guard him. You know it. Oh, preacher, you're being too hard. No, I'm not. I'm just telling the truth on the devil. When the devil deceives a man and sets him up high, he blinds him. He can make him think he's God, but he lacks a whole lot being God. God never martyred people like he done. No, no, no. Brother, he burned people at the stake. He drug people in dungeon. He buried. You go to Rome to the catechism today, and you go down and pull the casket out, and there's burnt bones, there's broken bones. What's it doing? The saints of God are witness. I was martyred. I was killed for the word of God. Why? Because they were in battle against sin, against the devil, against heathenism. And brother, we sit around today and some people will say, don't preach it so hard. You can say it if you want to. I'm going to sound the trumpet and I'm going to lay it to the line. And I'm not about to shut up. I'm going to stand up and preach the word of God. We need the gospel. The gospel is good news. It's no secret anymore. No, no, no. He's been drug out of his closet. Man. Now those brothers, old Martin Luther come out. Yeah, he got to reading. He went to Rome. When he ascended those 28 steps, he never saw such what he saw. And it struck him. And God said, the just shall live by faith. Martin had hit his soul. He come back and on his way. And brother, After a while, they were seeking to kill him when he began to teach and preach. Again, what he saw. And they had to capture him and hide him away. But when they did, he went to writing, translating the word. He put her out. It wasn't long till old England and Germany stood up and said, thank God, we don't have to go see that old man anymore. We have found out what he is, and we've found a way out of darkness. We found truth. We found light. And brother, they begin to march and protest, and that's how they got to name Protestantism. I want you to know, brother, they were clearing a battle against sin, against the high places, against those who were deceiving souls by the thousand. They were in battle against sin. So in Revelation 13 and verse 11, the old dragon saw that his system was exposed. He's uncovered. Oh, yes. So he runs over and he gets in the earth and he raises up with two horns. And he speaks out of that old mouth again. Some of the same stuff he spoke again the apostles in the morning time. And spoke in Rome that they took a hold of and caused them to be so blind and deceived that they killed souls by the thousands. And here, these went good for about 20 years. But after a while Martin was trying to keep the system but avoiding the Pope, they began to confuse and dispute with one another. And they began to split and to raise up and to begin to name their own religions. And they went back and they got the name of blaspheming. What is it? They substitute for the church a blaspheming name. Come on now. People say it don't matter about the name. Well, Zacharias said he's one Lord and said his name is one. Read it, Zechariah 14 and 9. He's one Lord, and his name is one. He's not easy. He's not easy to figure out who he is, because he'll tell you who his name is. He's the Son of God. Amen. And so there's division, confusion. One believed this doctrine, and one believed that doctrine. Paul told him before he killed him, he said not to be tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind. In other words, the spirit in these doctrines. Not to be carried with every wind and doctrine by the sleight of men. Cunning craftiness. There's cunning in what they're doing. They crafted out themselves. They designed it themselves. And they were deceiving people. And the old dragon was after the seed of the church. And he was just seeking to destroy it. But the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood. And he helped the woman a little bit on the persecution that was taking place. But brother, sister, in this even time, look what we're warned again. All three spirits in this even time is warned again the church, and we must stand in this even time and declare the truth of God. Amen. Now I know if you got people in there, you love your people, and you ought to love your people, but you don't have to love what they do. I've got a half brother. He's in the Lutheran. That's one of the branches. He and his wife would go through the ceremony and ritual, come back and get the beer out of the refrigerator and drink. Now we got religions of all kinds. And if you don't like this kind, you can quit it and go get another kind. And if you don't like that kind, you can get this kind. Now these three unclean spirits, they're like frogs. Now let me tell you something about a frog. He can't run fast enough to catch his food. So how does he catch it? He's got a tongue about that long. He runs his tongue out and he catches his food. How does false Protestantism catch the soul? They got a long tongue. Let me run that by you again. You didn't get it. Amen. The old frog got a long tongue and he catches his food. Did you know the devil's feeding on people's souls? And he's using that old frog spirit. And he's catching souls just like the frog catches them. He's got a long tongue. He's got ministers out here, false ministers. Read 1 Corinthians, I think it is, or maybe it's 2 Corinthians, pardon me, that the devil transformed ministers as angels of light, but they're of the devil. It ain't every preacher behind the pulpit that loves truth. Amen. I've got folks down there, but you know what I tell them? Come out of there. That's a hole of the devil. What is it turned out to be? From Revelation the 15th chapter through the vows in the 16th chapter through the 18th chapter through the 19th chapter, we find all of these spirits warring against the church of God. And so they're a mangle in their midst. And God said, come out of her. Isn't that what he wants you to do? Since the Spirit brought that up, let me tell you what they did is what they're using. In the 17th chapter, she come riding the beast, didn't she? What is she? She's the old false woman. See, God's had an old false woman after the church all the way. Read Isaiah, the 4th chapter. Amen. 4 of 7 women lay hold on one man, saying, let us wear our own apparel, eat our own bread. But bear your name, take away our reproach. Admit they got a reproach. Right? But they won't eat this truth. They won't put this righteousness on and wear it. That's why we're battling again. Why? Because they claim to be the church and deceiving people. But they're not eating truth. I want my children to grow up eating truth. God wanted his people to eat truth. You read Ezekiel, the 2nd chapter and the last verse. He wanted him to eat the roe. Read the 3rd chapter, eat the roe, Ezekiel. In the 10th chapter, Revelation, eat the book, John. Eat the book. God wants us to eat the truth. In St. John 6th chapter, Jesus said, I'm that bread from heaven. Thank God, eat this bread. That's what you need. Eat this bread. We'll warn again the devil. Ezekiel also gives us a good notation. 16:44. He said, as everyone that has occasion to use this proverb, he said, as a mother is, so is her daughters. Now I want you to note something. In the 13th chapter, she didn't claim to be a mother. But in Revelation, she claims to be a mother. What is she a mother of? She's a mother of Protestantism. Now, where's Protestantism getting their teachings? Where did they get their ideals? All of these systems, way back in their history, they go, they draw. You see, they set light by father and mother. Over in Deuteronomy 27:16, cursed is he that set light by father. You see, we mustn't follow the father and mother if they're not following truth. Right? You may have had a father and mother that lived to all truth and light they had. Leave them alone. Don't go and unchristianize them. Amen? You see, if they see this light that you and I see today, what would they do? If they're as honest as we feel they are, they'd step up to this truth. But these daughters is the daughters of Romanism. They come out of Romanism, if you please. That is the history on them. And they have, every one of them's got some of her teaching and some of her doctrine. I'm trying my best. Stir your mind tonight. Church of God, stay free. Stay out of those places. Hold your ground. Stand your ground. Stand for the truth wherever you're at. You may have to suffer for the truth of God, but Jesus said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Brother, sister, lay a hold on the horns of the power of God and dare not to back up, because we are in a battle today. Amen. And we need to stand. And we need to stand strong. We don't need to be ashamed of the church of God. We don't need to be ashamed to tell people we're the church of God. It may raise a few eyebrows, but I've had them raised at me before. Amen? We must march on and still hold the testimony of Jesus. You see, we know they are the daughters of Rome. Look at the names they got. Drive around town, look at the crosses on their building. Look at the different crosses. Jesus didn't die on that many crosses. He died on one. Amen? I'm just pointing out some things. Peter said, stir up the pure mind by way of remembrance. Folks, I believe you're a church of God. And I'm not saying you're not church of God while I'm preaching this. But I'm doing my best to warn us. We're in a battle. And we need to stand in this even time. I'm in a battle down home. They're closing church doors. That's sad. That breaks my heart. I said, I wished like Jeremiah in the 9th chapter of Jeremiah, I would that I had some lodging place where I could go and weep for my people, for this nation that's getting in the shape she's in today. Brother, sister, the people that claims to be saved, running the street, drinking beer, doing what they are, because the preachers behind the pulpit tells them, if you're one time saved, you cannot be lost. Just like Rome, they won't do a thing about the 10,000 children that's been raped. Hush, hush, hush. Let me tell you, there is a judgment day, and there's going to be a day whenever people's going to have to face God with their sins. They can hide here, and they can hide whenever the truth come down, but brother, sister, I want you to know that brother God is going to have a reconciling day. Now I realize that people, and I'm going to try to close, whenever you pull the truth on people, that they do just like they done in the sixth seal, in this seventh seal age, in the light of this day, they run, they cry for the rocks and the mountains. They run for their hose. Amen. Oh, that church is making a lot of noise. That's what they say. Well, God said there's an earthquake, didn't he? You know what an earthquake does, don't you? It shakes things up. And when things get all shook up, there's a lot of racket going on. If you don't believe it, you read Acts as the 19th chapter. When old Paul went down, he put an earthquake in there. And there was a noise and there was a shaking took place, but old Paul stood still. And I tell you what he come out with. He come out with a burning of books. He come out victorious. God blessed him. Hallelujah. Thank God for truth. Truth is marching on tonight. We can either go with it or we can go back. We can be like the old colored brother whenever he's preaching the ordination service to the young preachers. He said, this is the truth. He laid the truth on them and he'd stop every little bit. And he said, if you can't face this, if you can't live this, you ain't come too far. Go back now. Go back now. He had them scared before it's over, but he's telling them the truth. We've got to prepare for battle. We've got to put on the whole arm of God. Brother, we're in a day. We're fighting to get evil spirits. Amen. Praise the Lord. I can't find no hushing place. I'm just going to jump out. Lord bless you. Shall we stand? Amen. Thank the good Lord.